Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the details behind the Washington marijuana legalization, which made headlines, and for good reason, this week. The Colorado and Washington voters both voted in favor of marijuana legalization, meaning that it will be legal in Washington, at least, to possess less than an ounce. I'm not sure what the limit is in Colorado. Less than an ounce. If you go higher than an ounce, however, then you get into some dangerous territory. In fact, if you go to an ounce and a half, you're looking at a felony charge if they catch you with that. So it's not all, you know, it's not all good news coming out of Washington. The headlines are great. The news in general is good. Ending some level of prohibition, not arresting people for having less than an ounce of pot, that's a great step in the right direction, no doubt about it. It's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
How slow and how arduous of a process this has to be, and how they've made it even more difficult on folks by creating a regulatory scheme surrounding marijuana instead of just making it legal and or decriminalized completely where we can just have the market handle it. No, the state can't let go of control, so they're going to have the Liquor Control Board handling this. It'll be taxed 25% at three different levels of production: growing, processing, and selling. It'll be a 25% tax at each level, so 25, 25, and 25. And then there's also going to be a 10% sales tax on top of that, because there's another sales tax. There is a sales tax in Washington State.
Interesting that, you know, what I don't understand about this is if they're going to grow it and sell it and distribute it, somebody's going to have to possess more than 16 ounces of marijuana at a given time. So
right.
Therefore, what doesn't make any sense at all to me is that it's legal in Washington State to possess 15 ounces of marijuana, but it's a felony to possess 24 ounces of marijuana.
Wait, I'm sorry, what? 15 ounces? No, it's less than an ounce. You can have an ounce or less.
I'm sorry, I've got it wrong. So 27 grams? Is
yeah,
that right?
Right around 28 so grams.
27 grams is legal,
yep.
But 40 grams, maybe 45 grams
felony.
Is a felony.
Yeah.
That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's how the law is, Mark. It doesn't have to make sense. Somebody made it up. And so we're going to give you more details here on what's going on in a moment, but let's go first to you and your thoughts. Dr. Jones, on the line in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. I wrote my dissertation on the drug war, and I compared the U.S. policies with the Netherlands. So the Netherlands, they have a similar system to what you're talking about in Washington State.
Dr. Jones, can you talk right into your phone?
I'm sorry.
I think we just got bad levels. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so in the Netherlands, you can the producers, the retailers cannot have more than 500 grams, so basically a pound. But
right.
Of course, they have to keep stock and get supplied all the time. So,
right, the government bicycles bringing them a pound of marijuana all the time.
Yeah, and in the Netherlands, the government does bust the big grow operations. Now, similarly, with what's going to happen in Washington and Colorado, I was just looking online. There's a report from a watchdog organization. And they were noting the drug seizures in Washington, for example, average amount of like $80,000 in cash over the past decade per year, and almost $2 million in forfeited assets per year. So you're still there's still a huge need for the law enforcement to get money from seizures. So I think you're rightly saying to people to be cautious, because there's going to be no way that even if at the city level, if cops say we're not going to make a marijuana arrest, they certainly are still going to interact with drug task forces and still going to bust people. We know the example of California with Obama saying we're going to stop all drugs to use on medical marijuana dispensaries. Ha, 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 big joke. They bust people like crazy. The governor stands down. Sheriff stands down. Local police act like they don't know what's going on, and they watch the guys coming in with guns blazing. So that's going to continue. I'd like to make two other points. Number one, when people are talking about dangers of cell phone towers, per se, or other electrical radiation, I know you guys probably had the same experience I had. I go to the airport, and they say, please step into the radiation machine. I say, no, thanks. And the wonderful TSA people say, oh, it's safe. There's no problem. It's not real radiation. It's not like an X-ray machine. And I say, no, thank you. By the way, I give them dip. They're going to get cancer. And they say the kind of same thing you guys said just a minute ago about the cell towers and saying, oh, you know, anyone can say that. You're a tin hat wearing lunatic or whatever.
But the difference is that you can observe these machines. There's no questioning whether or not the machines at the airport are there and the technology that they use. They're right there. The information about them is public. So I think it's absolutely sensible to feel uncomfortable about that. Whereas somebody claiming that every cell phone tower is weaponized is
right.
a ridiculous claim on its face because there are so many people that interact with these towers on a daily basis that there would be some form of evidence of that claim. There's nothing like that.
Well, okay, I appreciate the claim of weaponized, but what's obvious is radiation has an ill effect on human health at any level, right?
And well, no,
there's always radiation.
I'm sitting at this microphone I'm talking into.
Yeah, right, and it's not beneficial. Just because we're not overwhelmed by it doesn't mean it's not there's no evidence.
Not beneficial is different than having a deleterious effect. And
well,
I believe this.
Of course it is. Well, look, we have the issue with what happens if you smoke one cigarette a day for, you know, 50 years. You're probably not shaving too many minutes off your life.
Probably not.
On the other hand, you know, if you smoke a pack a day, you're going to get more. Same thing with radiation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So my last point is, I did the study. I called you guys a couple years ago. I did the study on vaccines. I looked at the whole world for 2009 and 2010. There is zero benefit, zero reduction in infant mortality looking at every single country in the globe using CIA World Bank data based on vaccines. Some countries do more than the United States, only five do for infants, and most do fewer. Of course, poor countries have a lot higher infant mortality. And the evidence is quite clear. The more vaccines you get, it doesn't help at all. The wealthier you are, probably have clean water, probably have better access to food, and the babies live. So the number one cause for infant mortality in the United States is if a baby is born and they're weigh less than 5.5 pounds, their infant mortality rate in the United States is about 50 out of 1,000. And if they weigh more than 5 pounds, it's about less than 2 out of 1,000. So, again, for you guys and your listeners, I encourage people, don't vaccinate.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the whole vaccine thing. Mark, you're not doing the vaccine thing, right, with Jackson?
If Jack wants to get vaccinated, he can do that when he's old enough to decide to.
Dr. Jones, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Kind of went from big claims about radiation to vaccinations. Look, with the whole radiation thing, I don't know about you, but I enjoy living in the technological age, and I'm not interested in shutting down cell phone towers. They're awfully convenient. I like having the ability to communicate with other human beings.
Cell phone towers broadcast on the FM dial, and that's, isn't that correct? It's frequency modulation?
I think it's probably up in the gigahertz range.
I think it's FM.
It's nowhere near.
My understanding.
It may be FM modulated, but it's
from
not.
From the radio engineer who explained it to me, who actually married me and that you worked with for a long time.
I think it's true saying it's frequency modulation, but it's not within the range of broadcast
FM. But we know what it's like for if people live under FM towers, because most radio stations in this country probably have, at the very least, some kind of building on the property where their FM stick is, and people likely work in that building all day long. So we know what it's like if people are bathed in 100,000 watts of frequency modulated radiation or whatever all day long. And I haven't seen a single study that shows that radio engineers, radio disc jockeys, radio salespeople, or radio general managers, or anybody
are more likely to be cancerous or something.
Cancer. I just haven't seen that study. Once that study comes out, then that would make some sense to me. But at this point, the whatever studies surround cell phone towers seem to be in conflict.
There's all manner of radiation passing through you and being absorbed by you at any given moment in time. The entire electromagnetic spectrum, if you're constantly being subjected to it, and it's just how it is. Unless you want to, there's just no way you can avoid it. You can move out of urban areas and maybe have fewer wavelengths passing through your body at any given time, but if that's something you want to obsess over, it'll probably drive you insane because there's no way to avoid it. 855-453. You could live in the Stone Age, I guess.
No, stones give off radiation. I mean, I'm serious. Your wife gives off radiation.
The ground has radiation attached to it. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Election Day is fast approaching, As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online.
BabaBoom.com.
That's shopbababoom.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1730.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,772.96, $886.48 for a half ounce, or $443.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,772.96, $886.48, and $443.24.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features on the site. We give them to you, including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You go to news.freetalklive.com. You will be able to sign up for our email list there. And in addition to that, follow us on Twitter and or Facebook, whatever your preference. So go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I linked over on both the updates list the email list and Facebook and Twitter today to my interview on Breaking the Set with Abby Martin on RT. I had the pleasure of being on that program on Friday. The archive of the show is now available on YouTube, and if you have been on our Facebook or Twitter, you've seen the link already. And it was great. I had the chance to talk about cop block and people interacting with the police, what your rights are when you're interacting with the police, what do you have to answer, what don't you have to answer, those sorts of things. And then I managed to get a plug-in for the Free State Project.
Sweet.
So, yeah, you'll know first what's going on with Free Talk Live if you're on the news list. So go to news.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. Speaking of the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's to get together with other people who think like you. Now, admittedly, that is my favorite strategy for achieving liberty, but I don't think that it's a very effective strategy when there are 20 different let's move to one place kind of projects, and we're seeing more of these sort of Free State Project imitators pop up. There's one for Central Texas. There's another one now apparently for Asheville, North Carolina.
Wyoming.
There's been one for Wyoming.
There's
and
a defunct one for Europe.
That never really got off.
There was the Exodus Project for South Carolina.
That was the Christian Exodus Project. But the Christian Exodus has nothing to do with the Liberty Movement. Those were a bunch of theocrats who wanted to move together and enforce their morality.
I made a joke one for
American
Samoa.
Yeah, well, I don't think these other ones are a joke. I think there are people that really like the idea of the Free State Project, but for whatever reason feel like they can't leave the South. In which case, you know, I wish them the best of luck. The Free State Project has over 1,100 people who are already here as part of the Free State Project. There are over 13,000 people that are signed up to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I get it. It's cold in New Hampshire at certain times of the year. I understand that. But for me, to be with other like-minded folks who love liberty and to get active is worth being a little bit chilly here and there. Plus, they make heat, so heat's nice to have.
Heat. And a garage, it's not that big of an effect for you.
Yeah, you might have to shovel some snow or pay someone to shovel some snow for you.
Move that stuff around
at some point, but
you gotta mow your grass in the winter in Florida. So
that's a good point. So anyway, it's a little bit frustrating to see that happen, but it just makes me feel sorry for the people that feel like they can't move here for whatever reason, whether it's a loved one who just can't handle the idea of
it's inevitable.
Move.
I mean, the Free State Project's a good idea. People are going to want to imitate good ideas, and you know, it's just inevitable. I don't get upset about it anymore, because I understand, and that's all there is.
I'm not upset as much as I am just disappointed. It's sad because for everybody
upset, you're talking about it.
For everybody that could move, well, I'm not yelling or anything like that. For everybody that could make the move, if they actually would, then we'd have a much better chance at liberty in our lifetime. But if everybody stays fractured, if people stay split apart, then how is anybody ever going to get the traction necessary?
Some people don't
want to
move a certain amount of distance from family, and that's what it comes down to. Yeah. It didn't bother you. You've seen your parents once in the last 5 years or something like that.
Yep.
And, you know.
Twice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was certainly a 5-year period in there. I think there was probably a full 5-year period where you didn't see your parents at all.
Yeah, that's probably
and
true.
So, you know, for other people, they can't do that.
Mm. Well, why can't their parents come see them? I don't get it.
Because they don't care about your little project, buddy.
Yeah, well, I don't really care either about what they think. But I just figured I'd put it out there. Best of luck to those other movements. I hope one of them does get traction, because thus far they haven't gotten any traction. The Free State Wyoming movement, there was a guy that came here to Keene to visit New Hampshire who had lived in Wyoming for 7 years as part of Free State Wyoming. And his observation was, it's in a nutshell, that nothing's happening. That it's a group of people that have moved to live out in the woods, basically, or live out in
guns.
You know, wherever, and you know, be separate from other people. And so, therefore, there's no real movement of which to speak. And it would be difficult for there to be one, because it's Wyoming. So how the hell are you going to get to the state capital if you live 4 hours away? It's not a convenient it's not a day-long sort of a journey or anything like that where you're going to be able to go there and, you know, testify at some sort of state house hearing and then come back. You can do that in New Hampshire. It's no problem. It's basically an hour from anywhere in southern New Hampshire to get to the state capital. But there are a lot of reasons to choose New Hampshire. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the most successful movement, that which has spawned many imitators, freestateproject.org to learn more. Let's go to Dave listening in Humboldt County, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Your program, very much appreciated.
Thanks, sir.
Make Free Talk and Free Thought a reality. And
we do our best.
Don't do that. I much appreciate it. I suppose it must be curious. I'm calling you from Humboldt County, and my subject is not marijuana. Because
that's a shocker.
A more pressing issue this particular week. I'm very much concerned. The election, when it became mathematically impossible that Obama was indeed going to win, and all the stations were saying that, if you recall, they switched over and got some of the reaction of some of the right-wing insiders, namely Rove in particular, and no, that's not possible. That can't happen. Just hang on a minute. It's about to change. And this ties in with my belief, and I've shared it with you folks before, we are the last country in the world to have electronic voting machines, machines that can and do flip votes. And I've been listening to Clint Curtis, the fellow that was retained to design the programming for it.
So you said the last country in the world, meaning that other countries have tried electronic voting and have left the idea?
Yes, several. In fact, the last one was Ireland, which had just bought all new ones, and their people, Bev Harris, Tom Friedman, told them, do not try to depend on these things. They're too easily invaded. The votes are easily flipped. Don't depend on them. So they didn't. It was very expensive, but they took them all down and dropped them in the bay and went back to a verifiable paper system.
Yeah, there's this siren song that comes with the idea of electronic voting. I mean, it's easy and convenient. I'd love to be able to do my voting on voting day from my smartphone. Why in the world should I have to go to some rickety fire trap of a building in the town center and, get in a little curtain with a number two pencil and do this stuff like they did, decades and decades ago? But the problem is that maybe voting itself is statistically insignificant, but the results of voting, the political office, are extraordinarily powerful and valuable things. So somebody's got to write the program, and nobody can be trusted to write the program. We've got 2,000 years, we have thousands of years of human history to look at here, and the evidence is that when given the opportunity to gain power and money for themselves and prestige for themselves, that people will do it. So who are you going to, until God can give us an electronic voting machine, I'm not going to trust it.
Dave, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. It's a live Saturday edition of the program, and there's still a little bit more to tell you about what's going to happen in Washington State now that they have legalized marijuana. There's some dirty details to this program. 855-450-FREE.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition of the show here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And nobody answered the question earlier if you're in Washington State or Colorado, or if the state in which you live, if they decided to legalize marijuana but still make it illegal to perhaps walk down the street with a joint. So it's illegal to smoke it in public still in Washington. So you'd be able to possess the product, but you will not be able to smoke it anywhere outside of your private residence or the residence, private residence of another place, of another individual. It has yet to be determined whether or not there will be any sort of bars that I know of that will be allowed to, you know, like any kind of business locations that will allow the use of cannabis. That detail I've yet to see. So the question I'd asked was, who really has a problem with somebody smoking some pot in public? Is the idea that it's going to hurt the children to see someone smoking a marijuana cigarette or a pipe in public? Is that the suggestion there? What's the problem with that? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What we're explaining here tonight are some of the dirty details, and the devil is in the details in the case of this Washington legalization movement. And I imagine similar controls are going to be in place in Colorado, but I don't have those details tonight, just the ones about Washington. We'll continue here in moments.
Yeah, after the Hurricane Sandy, or I guess they're calling it a nor'easter Sandy. Depends, I guess, when it made landfall, it was a nor'easter. There's a lot of people in New Jersey and New York that prepared for this mess that probably got made fun of by some of their friends and family for being preppers. Well, now they're not looking so silly. Being prepared for a disaster, whether that disaster is economic or, the inevitable sort of storm or things like that, this is just good sense in my book. And there's a book out there, it's called Strategic Survival, which goes through all the scenarios that might might befall us, and the steps that one needs to take, the items one needs to have, and the practice and preparation that one needs to go through in order to be prepared for those situations. If you think that the television shows on preppers is kind of silly, and that you know this just sort of one way to prepare for all situations just doesn't make any sense to you, strategic survival is going to make sense. With the knowledge in this, in the book that's contained in the book and the other materials that it references, and you can take some simple actions to prepare, and you can turn your fear and worry into confidence and peace. It's strategicsurvival.com.
All right, so let's continue with some of the details here. 25% tax at the growing level, 25% tax at the processing level, another 25% tax at the sales level, plus the regular Washington State sales tax on top of all that. That's going to be how much they're going to be taxing this out the gate, and who's to say they won't raise those taxes down the line. But that's not all. It'll also be controlled by the Liquor Control Board in Washington State, and they're going to decide who will be allowed to sell, who will be allowed to grow, how many of those distributors there will be, where they'll be allowed to open. They will, of course, take their sweet time deciding all of these things. And they'll also be in charge of regulating how much THC can be present in the marijuana sold. So what will that end up meaning? Will that end up meaning that they'll make it so all the marijuana that's purchasable legally is really weak?
Keck.
I don't know. What does that mean? So we'll find out over time, but there's more to this to these details that you need to know about. One of the worst parts, according to Examiner.com, is the driving under the influence of drugs provision, the DUID yes. provision, and the zero tolerance clause for those under the age of 21, despite that people under 20, despite that people under 21 can legally possess medical marijuana. Because remember, Washington State already had a medical marijuana program. Medical marijuana patients and recreational users can now be charged with DUID for being above the designated 5 nanogram per milliliter THC blood content limit, or a zero tolerance for those under 21, which means users will be instantly guilty of a DUID and will have their constitutional right to a fair trial revoked if they refuse a police blood draw. Oh, that's right. You've got to trust the cops with a needle now in Washington State.
Well, the cops are drawing blood all over the place, and it seems ridiculous.
Are they?
In lots of different locations, the cops are acting as phlebotomists.
That's news to me. I had heard about Utah doing training on some of their highway patrol officers, but I didn't realize it was happening.
We've had people call in and talk about getting stabbed by cops.
That's disturbing. So you'll be instantly guilty of a DUID and will have your constitutional right to a fair trial revoked. Under previous laws, the system required law enforcement to prove impairment in court for a guilty verdict to occur. This blood limit is not supported by any legitimate science either. The U.S. Department of Transportation concluded that, quote, it is not possible to conclude anything about a driver's impairment on the basis of his or her plasma concentrations.
Nope.
That's a statement from the government's own U.S. Department of Transportation. So this
is not possible.
This is bunk. And we all know, or I guess we don't all know this, but a number of people are aware that marijuana can stay resident in one's bloodstream, or the remnants of it, can be there for weeks.
Yeah, for a month.
So what does that mean for a medical patient who may have to
who may have to
administer his medicine at the location he is at, say at work, for instance, and then has to go home or for whatever reason go somewhere? It's not dangerous for cannabis users to drive. There's plenty of studies that show that, but they have to throw these. Politicians feel like they have to throw this in. People are so worried about people using pot and driving. We've got to make it so they can't do that. Well, now you've just made it so every single person with a medical cannabis card there in the state of Washington who self-medicates and then gets behind the wheel is going to be in some serious trouble if they get caught.
Yeah, this is a bad provision to this law, and it just doesn't make much sense. I mean, you know, the federal government and just about anybody knows that the fact that you've got marijuana in your system from 2 weeks ago or whatever, and matter of fact, it can happen months later, depending on how you're putting on and taking off fat. You'd have to put on a lot of, you had to smoke a lot of weed in the past and take off a lot of fat for it to get above the 5 nanograms, but it doesn't change the fact that it's still possible, and you're not high from it. It's like,
not at all.
It doesn't make any, you know, I mean, it's just, you're not high.
This is
it's
insane.
It's not like being drunk.
It doesn't make, you know, scientific sense as far as, for instance, your government studies from the National Library of Medicine have gone to show that this 5 nanogram amount could be present in your blood days after using marijuana, making an arrest for being completely sober while driving a very large possibility. So not only are they going to be arresting medical users who are legitimately, you know, medicinizing the treating themselves and then driving, they'll also be infringing on people's own privacy in order to get the evidence that they need to convict them of a crime which doesn't actually have a victim and in no way, shape, or form has put anyone in danger. They're going to be invading your bloodstream. You're going to have to give up. You're going to essentially be forced to testify against yourself, so much for that old right to remain silent provision. That's a bunch of nonsense. We found that out previously. But so you'd be forced to testify against yourself by being forced to give blood, because if you don't give blood, it's an instant guilty verdict, basically, right, for driving while drugged.
Also,
it's crazy.
You know, putting unqualified people, you know, turning cops into phlebotomists.
That's scary.
Is this what we need police doing?
My ex-girlfriend.
I really don't want cops doing this particular thing, and I don't think that that's what they want either.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Mark. I mean, some of them really probably relish the idea of putting a druggie in behind bars or whatever. But I had a girlfriend at one time who even trained phlebotomists had a tough time finding her veins.
Yeah.
So you got somebody with a little bit of weight on or hard veins to tap. That's going to be a real mess of a situation.
Yeah.
Because even with a trained phlebotomist, they would try. You know, they'd puncture, they'd try, and they would fail. And she would get so frustrated that, you know, she'd be stabbed with a needle here multiple times. You want to get frustrated with a cop doing that? That's not going to work out very well. 1-855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So this whole legalization scheme, I'm less than a fan of it. I mean, yeah, it's good that they won't be arresting people who are on the street who have a certain amount, an ounce or less of marijuana. But on the other hand, there's a huge regulatory scheme here. It's a huge mess, lots of controls, scary laws going into effect along with this. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Live Saturday edition of the show tonight. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what we can do with your $5 a month is we can invest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, and spread the ideas of liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that's valuable to you and you'd like some perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more, go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Would really appreciate your support. Let's go back to the phones and the fun. We'll talk to Kelly, because ladies come first here in Oregon, listening to KMED. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just think you, I'm enjoying your discussion, but I think you guys are missing a big point with getting pulled over by the police under the influence is that you have to exhibit the behaviors.
That's not true.
Perhaps of being under the influence before you are pulled over. I mean,
that's not true at all.
But don't you think your chances of getting pulled over if you're not exhibiting any behaviors of being under the influence are less?
Oh, sure they are. Absolutely. Okay. Your chances, if you're driving fine, the chances are that you won't get pulled over. But you could be speeding. Is speeding an indication of being drunk or stoned?
No, but if you are drunk or stoned, you should be paying attention to your speed so you don't get pulled over.
Agreed.
Well, generally,
for something else.
Generally, marijuana consumers are more cautious drivers because they are aware that they've consumed something that, in theory, could impair their driving ability. So it's usually not a problem.
I've been there. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But the thing is, there are plenty of police that are out there on fishing expeditions. They'll pull people over for driving while black or driving while young or driving while long-haired or driving while poor. And then when they pull that person over, then they might take a note that, oh, it smells like marijuana in the car, and so therefore that's enough reason to, probable cause to stick a needle in somebody's arm and pull some blood out. And it's, just because you've smoked marijuana in the car doesn't mean you're a dangerous driver, as you just agreed with.
No, but I just want you to please don't forget that point, you know, also in your discussion, is that that's also a factor.
I'm with you. If somebody's weaving and driving dangerously, then it makes sense to take somebody like that off the road. But unfortunately, a lot of the people that are going to get picked up for this will not be in those circumstances.
Having an expired inspection sticker or not having renewed your license plate and all kinds of these things, these aren't exhibitions of being drunk or stoned, and police officers pull people over for these things all the time. And if you somebody to some police officers, if you look like somebody who may smoke marijuana, then this is an opportunity for a needle stick and a blood draw.
Okay, but don't you think personal responsibility of making sure your vehicle is up to speed for, you know,
how many days in prison? This is a felony that we're talking about here, isn't that right?
The driving while intoxicated?
This is a DUI. Do you think that it's worth the punishment of a DUI for not having some little shiny sticker that the government sells for way too much money?
Well, I think that everybody knows that that's the reason they can pull you over. And if you know that, going before you drive, then you're taking a chance, and that's just the way it is.
Kelly, that may be true, but there are plenty of people who have lives that they don't really pay attention to all the government regulations that might ostensibly control them, and maybe they'll forget or maybe not fill out the proper form or go and get the inspection within the required window of time. And around here in New Hampshire, the cops will just sit on the side of the road and eyeball people's front window looking for the wrong color of inspection sticker and the wrong date.
Right.
And they'll pull people over all the time for it. And these are not drug, you know, these are not dopers. These are not people who are unconcerned about being harassed. They just got busy and they forgot, and or they just didn't get around to it yet. They didn't go get their state inspection, and they're punished for it. And now they'll have another reason to punish them in Washington State.
A much bigger punishment.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate where you're coming from, though, and I thank you for the call tonight. Let's go to David listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you know what's up? How you doing?
Hey, man. What's on your mind?
I wanted to tell you, I've been disabled my entire life. I have a condition called lymphedema.
What is it called?
And when I smoke pot, I can physically do things that I cannot do.
Your condition was called what?
Lymphedema.
Lymphedema?
Lymphedema, T-H.
T-H. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Lymphedema.
And what it is when your lymph nodes don't flow fast enough, they build up in your legs.
Yikes.
And my legs get bigger and bigger, and they hurt every day. And when I get high, I can physically walk and do things that I cannot do.
That's amazing.
Now, my state, I can't get marijuana from my daughter, so you know what I do. But still, when I smoke, it does that. But I've been to every high-end person in my town, and they won't do anything for me.
You've been to every high-end person?
Yeah, as far as you know, now there's the mayor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The high-end people.
Oh, yeah.
Do they even feign compassion for you?
No, they don't.
Wow.
They don't care.
Why would they? They're not going to go to prison for it.
They could at least feign that they care because it might affect their re-election chances. But
right.
Inhuman.
Politics is so full of sociopaths that they don't have to pretend.
I know.
Man, that's
exactly
sick.
And I believe that marijuana should be legal for anybody who might need it.
I'm with you, man.
As far as medication goes.
And it's sad that there's still a minority of states where it is legal for medicinal purposes. Hopefully we'll see that change. We'll see more states come on board. I'm glad to hear about your story, and I thank you, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. He's not the only one. There are a lot of people with a lot of different conditions out there who have instant or near-instant relief from literally just a few, no more than, you know, two or three puffs on a pipe of marijuana.
I used to not believe this. I didn't care.
You just thought someone wanted to get high.
I just used to believe that basically that, you know, anybody who's getting marijuana as quote-unquote medicine just wants to get high and they're covering up, you know, for that.
Those people do exist.
They certainly do exist. And probably in some states more than others, because some states make it easier for them to get the marijuana than others. But if you believe that, like I used to believe that, you have not examined the science. Mm-hmm. You hold an opinion based on ignorance, not an opinion based on fact. You have listened to somebody, some self-styled expert, or you have come to the conclusion on your own, and you have not taken a few minutes, a half of an hour, to go on the internet and research this topic. So, if you will vote in order to keep somebody from getting marijuana, then you are voting from a position of ignorance. And that is the endemic problem in this country, is a whole bunch of people who have no business voting, voting for a whole bunch of people who have no business voting.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, there you have it. I think we've gone over all that we know thus far about the Washington State legalization scheme, and I, you know, it would be something I would have to reluctantly support. It's one of those icky, you know, if I were in Washington and having to vote on this particular issue, it's one of those icky times when I'd have to hold my nose and vote for this, simply because I would hope that it would do less damage in the long run, in that, you know, people that are just on the street level, not getting arrested for having marijuana on them, would be a huge benefit to mankind and the economy, because not taking cannabis users and putting them in cages allows them to stay in their jobs and continue doing productive things, because most people who use cannabis are absolutely productive, responsible members of society. So to stop those folks from being put in cages, I fully support that. But on the other hand, you've got these blood testing provisions, you've got all the taxes that are going to go along with it, the state control, the fact that it's still a felony to have an ounce and a half of the stuff.
Right,
these are less than desirable.
You know, this is the kind of sort of nonsense that tends to perpetuate itself. I think just about anybody can look at liquor and say at this point that, you know what, we really don't need state inspections on liquor. We don't need the state to sell it or to decide who's which stores can sell it and which ones can't. I mean, it's really interesting. Here in New Hampshire, the state has to actually sell the liquor. There are state-owned liquor stores. But you drive right across the border into Maine, and they sell liquor in grocery stores. Somehow or another, it isn't, you know, anarchy over there. People aren't stabbing babies with pitchforks and setting cars
so
on
drunk.
Fire because they sell liquor in a convenience store or a grocery store. I mean, it's absolute insanity.
But, Mark, the state needs money.
There's no way to get it changed.
Right. The state needs money, and it makes billions and billions of dollars off of that.
It has been decades and decades. It's been since before World War II. I mean, there's nobody here who has really lived under prohibition. If you did, you were a child, you wouldn't have been able to drink anyway.
Yeah, that liquor control board is not going to go anywhere anytime soon. But it's one of the more, I think it's a big issue, and people should work on it, and we should work to get them abolished and allow the market to handle these distributions. Because if the liquor control board's still around when they finally legalize marijuana, they're going to want control of that too, because that's just how they are. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing. Plus, big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.